The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, May the 1st, 2017. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 151st episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by The Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution presented a 30-second video from TNT that had Shaquille O'Neal spoil 5 Shakespeare plays in 5 seconds. It's pretty freaking funny. The Morning Call ran a piece by the education director of the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival. In the op-ed, she warns how proposed cuts to the NEA budget will harm Shakespeare programs for students. Forbes ran a great think piece on the political ramifications of Shakespeare's The Tempest, which the writer calls a treatise on ruling. Mental Floss ran a fun piece on the Shakespeare fraud that tricked late 18th century London. It's a great read. JSTOR ran a great piece on the statistics of coin tosses, something that all fans of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern will want to know. The Washington Post used the opening of the new production of Timon of Athens by the Folger Library as an excuse to discuss the state of Shakespeare in today's America, wondering if Americans are too lazy intellectually to appreciate his genius. The New York Times reviewed In a Pickle by Oily Cart, a children's version of The Winter's Tale at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, which closed this past Sunday. Winter's Tale for kids, you say? Well, they cut the entire first 3 acts and much of the 4th and 5th, so I guess it works. It was a positive review, calling it loopy, lovely, and almost impossibly good-natured. The San Jose Mercury News ran a review of the new critical view of As You Like It's heroine, Rosalind, Shakespeare's immortal heroine, by Angela Thirlwell. They call it an enthusiastic homage. The New York Times reviewed the city touring production of Twelfth Night by Public Theater Mobile Unit, calling it muddled and saying that its attempt to dumb down the bard for the masses ends with forced merriment. Broadway World reviewed the production of The Tempest by Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, running through May the 20th in Cincinnati, Ohio, saying that it has something for everyone. And finally, The Guardian reviewed the new production of Romeo and Juliet, running at Shakespeare's Globe in London. It's a brutal 1 of 5-star review. The Telegraph also reviewed the production that runs through July the 9th, giving it 2 of 5 stars and calling it a failed comedy sketch. And the Financial Times also reviewed it with 2 of 5 stars, calling it inventive, but exhausting. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On April 25th, 1616, William Shakespeare was buried at the Church of Holy Trinity, Stratford-upon-Avon. More importantly, however, on this date in 1284, Edward II was born. Edward was the father of Edward III and the grandfather of Edward Black, Prince of Wales, and the great-grandfather to Richard II. Also on this date, 3 years later, in 1287, Roger Mortimer, 1st Earl of March, was born. Mortimer was an opponent of Edward II, leading a revolt against him, and was arrested and imprisoned for it, escaped to France, where he then took Edward's wife and queen consort Isabella as his mistress, and the two of them then invaded England, chased Edward around the Welsh countryside, until they captured him and forced him to abdicate the throne to the then 15-year-old Edward III. For the next 3 years, Mortimer was the power behind Edward III, but as Edward turned 18, he turned against Mortimer, and the former de facto leader of England was tried for treason, convicted, and executed for his crimes. It's a great story. On April 26th, 1564, William Shakespeare was baptized. On April 27th, 1873, William Macready, famed English Shakespearean actor, died. One of the leading tragedians of his day, he is now better known for his feud with American actor Edwin Forrest that started the Astor Place Riots of 1849, which is documented in the great book The Shakespeare Riots by Nigel Cliff. On April 28, 1442, Edward of York was born. With support of Richard the Kingmaker Neville, he headed the Yorkist side of the War of the Roses and took the throne from Henry VI, twice. He appears in the second and third parts of Henry VI as well as Richard III. Also on this date, in 1960, the 15-part BBC production of the two history tetralogies, An Age of Kings, began its run in the UK, finishing in November. On April 29, 1429, Joan of Arc arrived at the siege of Orléans during the Hundred Years' War between England and France. It was a turning point, and the first major French victory since, well, before Agincourt. She is depicted, and not very nicely, in Henry VI Part 1. On April 30th, 1527, Henry VIII signed the Treaty of Westminster, which ended a war between the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V and the League of Cognac, which sounds like the worst comic book villain team ever. May the 1st is May Day, a day of springtime celebration. One of its activities, dancing around the maypole, is featured as a part of an insult from a short gal Hermia to a tall gal Helena in A Midsummer Night's Dream. And that, whew, was your busy week in Shakespeare. Have been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending May the 1st, 2017. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week. Shakespeare fans, need a poster to hang in your room? Teachers, need some nifty handouts for your students to peruse as you introduce them to the Bard? Or are you just in the mood for some printable versions of some of the cool infographics found on this website? Well, regardless of how you answered those questions, I've got a scratch for that itch, a solution for that problem. Check out the Bill Shakespeare Project page on the Teachers Pay Teachers website. You can find character maps for Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar previewing the characters and their relationships to one another. I've also got geographical maps so your students can wrap their heads around travels within the plays Troilus and Cressida. Yes, even TNC gets some love. All's Well That Ends Well as well. See what I did there. Plus Pericles and Othello. There's also handouts on the so-called history in Macbeth and Julius Caesar, time in Romeo and Juliet, and violence in Titus Andronicus. Also, you'll find entire packets of handouts for both King Lear and Macbeth, including scene-by-scene timelines and the interactions as well as relationships between the characters. And I'll be adding even more soon. Plus, this is where you can find the printable version of the new and improved periodic table of Shakespeare. Some of these are for free, and some are for purchase, but all can be found on the Bill Shakespeare Project page on teacherspayteachers.com. Oh, and if you want to purchase a pre-printed poster-sized version of that periodic table, well then head on over to the Bill Shakespeare Project page on redbubble.com. Links to both of these sites can be found in the left-hand margin of this website.